Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, Truthies, and welcome to DT Fan Radio. It has been a long time, wow. So I think it's been maybe a year, a couple of years, since we've done an episode of DT Fan Radio, but that's because the awesome dude that I am going to be having on our show has been extremely busy. I know that a lot of you know that Destination Truth on Sci-Fi was canceled about a year ago, and a lot of us are still kind of lamenting that loss. But I mean, hey, now we've got something even better. We have a brand new show brought to us by Josh Gates via the Travel Channel called Expedition Unknown. It's going to be premiering this Thursday on the Travel Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, without further ado, I will bring the star of the show on so that we can chat about that program. Hi, Josh. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good. How are you?
I am great, thanks. Boy, you're right. It has been a long time since we have been together here on the radio.
It's been a while. Okay, I had to. So anyway, welcome back to DT Fan Radio. I trust that you are, you know, up to your eyeballs in promotion, so I really thank you for popping by today on DT Fan Radio.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm thrilled to do it. I'm really excited about the new show and obviously want the folks that have been so loyal and supportive of Destination Truth to come over and check out Expedition Unknown. So I'm thrilled to be here, of course.
Absolutely. Now, I got to see a little sneaky preview of a clip of the show. I wanted to get the audio of it on here, but Blog Talk Radio, as always, is being riddled with technical difficulties, so I apologize, listeners. In the middle of giving an interview, and an earthquake hit, so it just seems like you're kind of jinxed with these weird incidents whenever you travel to do these things.
Yeah, it's actually a really funny clip. It's posted up, I believe it's posted up now at, or might not be up there yet, but there's a couple things over at travelchannel.com, and if that clip's not up there yet, I'm sure it will be in the next couple of days. But yeah, we filmed part of our premiere episode in Papua New Guinea, and Papua New Guinea is a very volcanic place, and I was doing an interview with this tribal chief, and the entire earth just started rumbling and shaking. So definitely, it's very rare to find yourself in the middle of an earthquake like that. It's even rarer to find yourself in the middle of an interview in the middle of an earthquake. So it was pretty amazing that the cameras were rolling for it. It's a funny little moment.
Definitely. Were you eating any buai nuts when you were in Papua New Guinea, or not on this trip?
Yes, no, I did have some. They're pretty hard to avoid. Everybody in Papua New Guinea eats buai, this betel nut, and so I definitely partook a little bit when I was there this time, and we have a little bit of that in the show as well, which is cool. The premiere is actually, I should say, on focused on the search for Amelia Earhart, and part of that story takes us to Papua New Guinea. Part of the story takes us to other parts of the South Pacific, to Fiji, but you know, Papua New Guinea is a place that we visited once on Destination Truth back in the first season. And it's just such an incredible place that to be able to go back there and film a bit more of the country was really a thrill.
Awesome. So, I mean, obviously we know that Destination Truth is gone. It's still in our hearts. But then a few days later last year, you let us know about this awesome opportunity. And I just want to know, like, how you were approached by Travel Channel about this project and how the cases were picked that we're about to view in the next few weeks.
Sure. Well, you know, Destination Truth had, I think, a nice long life. You know, if you look at reality shows, many of them only go a season. And I think that, you know, Sci-Fi took a real chance on Destination Truth because even though it did deal with the paranormal, which obviously had a big presence at the time on the channel, it was kind of at its heart a travel show. It was very much about cryptozoology and things like that. So it was always kind of a unique show on that channel. And the fact that we did five seasons of it, to me, has always been kind of amazing that we just kept going back out and making more of them. And so, you know, when it came time to close up shop on the series, I never really thought it would go for as long as it did. So I feel pretty content about, you know, kind of where we got to with it. And then when the show closed up, it was just clear that, you know, this is a space that I love to work in, doing international travel and really telling stories. I mean, I think for me that the part of Destination Truth that was the through line for every episode is that we were always investigating these really interesting stories. And so the question just became, how do we keep doing that? You know, and so we went, my you know, partners over here at the Ping Pong Productions, which is the company that makes Destination Truth, we went and met with a variety of networks and met the folks at Travel Channel, and it was a great fit. You know, they were really looking to, you know, invest in the type of storytelling that we've been doing, which is this very kind of immersive first-person adventure storytelling, really bringing the viewer along with us. And so I think some of that DNA will seem familiar, you know, that the show is very much trying to just bring the viewer along with us on the adventure. What's changed is that the show is, I think, in a lot of ways, a more immersive dive. You know, we're really focusing on one story for the hour. In the case of the Earhart episode, it's actually a two-hour premiere. So we're not kind of rushed to sort of investigate something every 20 minutes, you know. And so there'd be a bit more travel, a bit more culture, a bit more of the places that we're going to, which I always felt like got a little bit of short shrift in Destination Truth. You know, we were always kind of rushing to turn the lights out a little bit. And here we've got great investigations, but we've also got, you know, a little bit more of an opportunity to actually explore the places that we're in as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really glad that you guys will get more time to really explore these cases, you know, whereas you had to share kind of like one episode for two different stories most of the time. And I know a lot of people are very happy about the Travel Channel switch, so that will be great. Got one person saying they couldn't hear any audio, but no other messages, so just refresh your pages or – actually, that's kind of pointless. And if they can't hear me, they can't hear me. so, yeah, it's like, oh, that's just not going to talk to you right now. So, anyway, I mean, I have a related Travel Channel question, but we will get to that later because a fan actually asked it. And I want to make sure we have fair representation of the fan questions. I got a really great question via the chat room from Kim. She said, did you ever find out what that weird hotel bathroom sign in Myanmar actually meant, like the one that really confused all of us? I don't get it either.
No, I have no idea. It's this sign that was in the hotel bathroom in Myanmar, and I think that the best guess is don't stand on your towel with your shoes on. I think is maybe what it means. If you haven't seen the picture, it's up on my Twitter page. But then in a little thought bubble above his head, he's still wearing shoes. I have no idea. It makes no sense to me. I've looked at it 1,000 times. It's like the mystery of the ages.
Oh, that's really weird. Good question, Kim. So anyway, on to the formal questions. Well, this is a cute question I wanted to ask you. If people are already big fans of you, they know that this past year you got married. Congratulations. And
thank you
very
much.
How did that go? How was the wedding? I'm a girl.
It went great. Yeah, it went great. We actually just got our wedding photos back, and at some point we're gonna post some of those. But it was incredible. We got married in Maine. In Kennebunkport, and it was just everything that we had hoped it would be. We were with our families, our friends. It was a really special, you know, really special weekend actually up there, and it was great to be back on the East Coast, which is where I'm from. And you know, I can't recommend it enough. It was a terrific weekend, and it just turned out, you know, planning a wedding, as it turns out, is actually a very long and somewhat stressful experience, and so it kind of came off without a hitch. It was great.
All right, terrific. That's so great. I remember I got to see Hallie, what was it, a couple of years ago or a year ago. I have no concept of time anymore, but her rock is beautiful, people. This man knows how to pick his jewelry, just saying. All right, so
well,
I'm just tweeting
you
out to the fans. They can call in if they want. You're welcome. So fans, call in at 646-478-5983. So anyone who's listening to that or sees the tweet, feel free to call in. There's definitely enough room on the air for everybody. So this is a really, really important question because I know a lot of people, like myself, are plagued without cable TV or satellite TV. But do you know if Expedition Unknown will be able to be streamed on Hulu, or will it be available on iTunes or Amazon at any point?
Yes, I did ask about that because I wasn't sure either, and it will be available, I think, the subsequent day on some streaming and download services. I don't have the full list, but I'll make sure to get it, and I'll follow up with you. But I think it is going to be on most of those major services probably the day after it airs.
Yay. Yeah, definitely if there's an iTunes season pass for that, I would be all over that because since I don't have cable, I have an iTunes season pass to Walking Dead. It's pretty great because they give you all the bonus features, so if they did something like that, that would be awesome. Oh, this is a little fun, cute. This is another little fun, cute question, Walking Dead related. But what do you think is like the saddest or most traumatic death on that show so far? I need to get your opinion because I know that you watch it too.
I don't know. I have to tell you, I'm not sure how deep into this territory you want to tread. I'm getting a little frustrated with The Walking Dead, if I'm being honest. I absolutely, like, I watch every episode, but I have to say I'm getting a little, like, I'm getting a little heartbroken by it as a show. I kind of feel like it doesn't know where it's going. I know that's probably a controversial statement, but I kind of feel like they're stuck in a little bit of a rut. I kind of miss the governor season. I kind of miss there being a kind of driving antagonist, you know, there being some kind of function. I kind of feel like they're stuck. I'm amazed we're kind of like back in Atlanta hospital, and it's just like, kind of feel like we haven't gotten anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It feels a little stuck in gear to me. I kind of think they need a mission of some kind, like a big overarching mission.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Are you familiar with the graphic novels for The Walking Dead at all, or have you not gotten a chance to read those yet?
I'm not. I'm purely a TV viewer, so I know only that storyline. I don't know the graphic novels at all. I've heard they're amazing. I haven't read them, so I'm sort of strictly know what you know the television version of this narrative. But you know, I think what made the first season tick so well for me is that they had a place they were trying to get to. You know, they were trying to get to the CDC, and then the second season, everybody sort of seems to feel like they got a little stuck in that farmhouse. But I kind of feel like they're stuck again. I think they need a big overriding mission.
Yeah.
Having
well,
said that, I think
follows
the saddest death on the show for me, the saddest deaths on the show have been the kind of older male actors on the show, but both Herschel and the great guy from the first season, whose name eludes me at the moment. But I thought those guys were both terrific, and I was sad to see them go because I think those characters were really unique and grounded, and they were very important characters in the show. And so to not have that kind of mature, older voice in the show, I think is kind of too bad. I think those guys were both great.
Did you mean Dale Orvath?
Yes, Dale. Yeah, Dale.
Yeah. Dale tore me up. I actually, for a couple of days, I said I wouldn't watch the show anymore because I was just so bummed out by, one, how Dale died, and two, in the comic books, he gets, like, this really awesome, glorious death treatment, but then in the comics, it was just kind of, like, lame in comparison, so I was like, I'm so mad, I'm not watching anymore. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know what happened after that. But, yeah,
but anyway,
I still
watch, but I'm kind of, I'm hopeful that the next cycle is it kind of gets us on the move somewhere.
If it follows the comic books and we run into a guy named Negan with a barbed wire baseball bat named Lucille, I think you'll be very satisfied, and I am going to, like, curl up in the fetal position because it's very traumatic. Anyway, so it looks like we've got a couple of fan callers. I'm going to let them on the air, and then I'm going to read a couple of these fan cues that I got. So let's get area code 703 on the air. You are on the air.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Great, how are you? My name's Catherine, and I wanted to know if there's one place in the world you haven't visited yet that you want to go to.
Oh, there's so many. You know, it's weird. It's like you would think that with all the traveling, my list would be getting shorter, but it's actually getting longer. I keep hearing about new places I never, you know, knew about before. Little towns and just little, you know, off the beaten path places. I really want, in terms of places, I've never been to Tibet. I would love to go there. I'd love to go to the Maldives and the Seychelles. I would love to go to Sri Lanka. It's kind of high on my list. And I think for me, one of the most embarrassing, like as a professional traveler, the most embarrassing thing on my list is I've never been to Paris. You know, I've been to France, but never been to Paris. So as a professional traveler, that's kind of a sad state of affairs, so I gotta at some point fix that.
Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of the show, so thank you so much for being on air and letting me talk.
Oh, of course. Thanks for calling in, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Cool. All right, next on the air we have area code 734.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Brenda. I just wanted to call in and say what a big fan I am of yours.
Oh, thanks, Brenda. I appreciate that.
I mean, honestly, you have quite the sense of humor, and I was hooked on your show. I came into it kind of late, though. I just discovered you when you had just finished filming your last season. and then I just binged watched you over and over and over again on Netflix until, why did they take all your seasons off of Netflix? Next thing I know, you could only get season 4. And
I saw that, or somebody told me about that not that long ago. I have no idea. I actually know nothing about the kind of economics of Netflix and how that works and how shows are listed or delisted, but I have no idea why it's like that. Luckily, the show is on Amazon. All the seasons are on Amazon. I mean, on iTunes, actually, and Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I've been
purchasing
them and whatnot. I do have one question for you. The,
sure.
The forest that you went through, the Japanese forest, you know, the suicide forest and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you remember that wonderful place. The first time I ever believed there could be a ghostly specters, do you remember the ghost that stood up by the tree that they saw
yes.
on the base cam?
Yes.
Honestly, come on. Was that actual footage, or that was not made up in any sense of the form?
Not made up at all. Actual footage. Like, you know, even after doing 5 seasons of the show, one of the creepiest things that I have ever seen. It's really weird when you look at it because
I know.
It kind of looks like somebody stands up, but it also kind of looks
like
something just gets, like, stretched
out. I'm like the ultimate skeptic about all of this, and when I saw that, I was like, I can't get this out of my mind, and I can't wait for your next show. I just want to let you know that I'm such a great fan of yours, and good luck to you, and congratulations on your marriage, and I hope all goes well for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in. Just for the record, it's never too late to become a Josh Gates fan or a Walking Dead fan anyway. Sorry.
Or Walking Dead. It's never too late for either.
I know. I just have that stuck in my head. I'm a little obsessed. It's a problem. I apologize. I'll go to AA pretty soon for that. let's see. Who else is calling? We have another 323 area code on the air. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fuck you. I just want to say, like, I watched just, like, ever since 2010, I watched your show for the first time, and it got me sucked into it. And basically, it became one of my greatest shows ever.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. You know, we had such a great time making Destination Truth, and I have to say, I'm really, not to like shamelessly plug the new show, but I really feel like, you know, if you were a fan of that, I think you're going to like Expedition Unknown. We go to some really, really cool spots. And the stories are, in some ways, you know, different stories. We didn't want to rehash the same things we were doing on DT. They're very different kinds of stories, but a lot of them have a really strange kind of mysterious element. It's supernatural relics and lost treasures and vanished explorers. So, really cool topics, and I'm so appreciative that you liked Destination Truth, and I really hope that you'll become a fan of Expedition Unknown too.
Okay, I was about to ask like this question that always pops up in my mind, like what was your greatest experience, like your greatest experience that you've ever had in your entire life so thus far?
Wow, that's a big question.
That's a big question.
Probably getting married, if I'm being honest, because it's just, it really is, like, I know it sounds really corny, it's like the ultimate adventure. It's really everything it's cracked up to be. It was really, you know, getting married last fall is one of the greatest things I've ever done. But I think in terms of traveling, in terms of adventure, you know, I think probably, I have to say that some of the stuff that we've done this year for Expedition Unknown has totally knocked my socks off. You know, going to the places in Papua New Guinea that we go to in the premiere, meeting these jungle tribes way out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it really, really is the unknown, like some of the most remote places I've ever been on this show. So I would say probably that. Papua New Guinea remains for me one of the absolute, like, most mind-blowing places I've ever been. It's just, it really feels like a dinosaur could walk out of the trees. It just feels like this totally undiscovered place. And so I think for me, that's probably the most exciting destination I've been to. From Destination Truth, probably going to Antarctica, just because it was so remote, so difficult to get to. But I think those are probably my two, destinations-wise, my two most exciting places.
Cool.
Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, you too. My name is Wesley, by the way.
What's that?
Oh!
Wesley. Wesley.
Oh, thanks, Wesley. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, Wesley. Oh, hey, okay.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's been following me on Twitter for a long time. I didn't know that was him.
Oh,
so nice
great.
To finally talk to you. Yay.
Yeah,
all right,
nice
so I'll take one more. I'll take one more fan caller on the air, and then I have a bunch of other questions that were submitted ahead of time. So area code 925, you are the lucky last caller on the air this evening.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can,
yes, hear,
can hear
you.
Yes,
I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Well, it's like unbelievable to talk to you, Josh. It's like I've been following you forever, and so some of my coworkers, so she's going to die when I tell her. But
thanks. Nice to hear. So, I've been following you forever, too.
Well,
wait a minute.
So with your new experiences with your new show and comparing them with Destination Truth, is there anything you miss that you were able to do on Destination Truth, either like, you know, the people you worked with or the places you went to or the awful cars that you had to rent? Like, is there anything
there's
you missed that,
that
you aren't doing?
Still going to be awful cars. Still going to be awful cars. And the actual locations are really just as thrilling as they always were. I mean, certainly I miss the camaraderie of some of the team members, you know. Ryder was always a big part of I think, what made Destination Truth work. She was always kind of my Girl Friday out there. And so
right.
This is a much more of a sort of solo-driven, you know, mission, this show. And so it has kind of a different vibe to it in that sense.
Yeah.
And I think that there's trade-offs with everything. I mean, there's really good things about that, too. It just allows us to, you know, spend a bit more time with some of the stories and some of the places that we're going to. But it also, you know, means having to change things up a little bit. So I would say that certainly I miss the camaraderie of the team from the original. But the team of people making this show is just so top-notch. We just have amazing directors of photography out there, you know, amazing producers. Like, it's just a really good group, and we're really excited for people to see the show. It's been really fun to make.
Well, that's wonderful. I can't wait to check it out. Thanks.
Great.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
And thanks so much for calling in. All right. Great. So now we've got time for the rest of these questions that have been submitted, and they're really, really good ones. So first question for you, Mr. Gates, is from Michelle Strickland. She does an awesome job with helping me run the fan pages. She says, are you going to hook up with any other Travel Channel personalities of the lines of the Ghost Adventures crew, Anthony Bourdain, Don Wildman, or even was Adam Richman, I believe. I don't know if you're going to link up with any of them.
You know, I don't know. I think that's to be determined. You know, I certainly have sort of crossed paths with some of the Ghost Adventures guys in the past, mostly at you know, events and appearances and things like that. They're an awesome group of people. I don't really know what the future holds. I think we need to launch the show this week, see how it does. Hopefully it does well. Hopefully the fans turn out to support it, and then hopefully down the road we find ways to integrate with the other folks from the channel. Don Wildman, who does an awesome job hosting Mysteries at the Museum, is a good friend of mine, and he's a host that I really admire. He's worked for Travel for a while now, and so I would love to do something with him. And so, you know, I think that's a stay tuned answer. We'll see where the road takes us.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see what else we have. This is a really good question from a Ryan Fisher from Facebook. He said, have you ever filmed any adventures for any of your projects that have never been aired, and is there any reason why they have not been?
That's a good question. We haven't done like a full episode of anything that hasn't aired. You know, certainly in every episode that we shoot, there's lots of footage that doesn't make it into the show. You know, when we go to these locations on Expedition Unknown, we're there for usually a week or more, and we're boiling that down into 45 minutes of content for a one-hour show. And so, you know, there's an enormous amount of footage that doesn't get used, and sometimes that's whole scenes. You know, sometimes it's interviews. Sometimes it's big excursions and kind of, you know, stuff that we're kind of heartbroken to not be able to show. Some of that we try to repackage in deleted scenes or extra content. But yeah, you always have to make choices, you know, and it's difficult. That's kind of where we are right now. We're in the editing phase here, and we're trying to put the shows together. And every single show is kind of a puzzle. Even after you shoot it, you have to look at all the pieces and kind of put them back together again.
Definitely. This is an awesome question, and this one is from my friend Mendy on Facebook. She said, are you ever going to write another book? And I know that you had expressed some interest in writing some fiction instead of stuff kind of based on your life, so I didn't know if you're ever going to do that again.
I really want to. I think I'm sort of, it was probably a year ago, which is that as soon as I find time, I'm going to get to it. I think that's what keeps everybody from writing, is everybody sort of says, yeah, you know, down the road, and And I'm sort of realizing now that I'm giving the same answer I probably gave a year ago. But it is hard. You know, traveling and doing the show and writing don't seem to go together. So, but it is something that I really want to do more of. Though it may be a similar answer to one I gave a while ago, it's a true answer, is that I really would like to. I think it's certainly the next thing up for me. You know, if we get the show rolling here and we get things edited and ready to go for airing, I think I'm going to turn my attention to trying to write something. It's something I was so... I just took a lot of satisfaction writing the Destination Truth book, and it ended up, it was difficult, but it ended up being something I was really proud of. And so I'd love to do it again. You know, it's just, it's about finding the time. It's always about finding the time.
Yeah, I know for a fact that, and this is a little bit of a personal tidbit, but my boyfriend actually met because of Josh, because I planned a fan meetup in 2010, and that's where we met. But I know he's bringing his book for you to sign tomorrow. And every time he's on Twitter, he always says, Josh follows you on every single account. Why doesn't he follow me? So that's kind of his shout out, and he just wanted to say hello. So, yeah.
Well, I will follow him. I don't know what his handle is. So tomorrow we will change that.
Yeah, definitely, because he is just such a big fan, and I just always feel so bad because he's like, I've only gotten to see him two times and exchange, you know, dialogue with him for 2 minutes, and you like are like best buddies with him, and I'm like, okay. So, yeah, but that'll be fun. He'll like, as he calls it, I think, what is it called? Mark out. I guess that's the version of fanboy out, mark out, whatever that means, whatever. So here's some really quick questions from some other fans. DD or DDW95 on Twitter asks, what is the longest flight you were ever on?
That is a good question. I've been on what was the longest flight in the world. The longest flight in the world used to be from Singapore to Los Angeles direct Singapore Airlines, and they don't actually run that flight anymore. They've since canceled it. I don't know what the current longest flight in the world is, but I was on that once. Mm-hmm. That was pretty amazingly long. It was like 18 hours, 19 hours, something like that. I mean, it was like it went on forever. Like you could go to sleep for a whole night and then watch like two movies back to back, and you'd be like, okay, well, we're just over halfway. I mean, it went on forever. It was crazy. That was the longest flight I was on, Singapore Airlines, Singapore to Los Angeles direct, and that was rough.
There you go, Dee Dee. Next, this is a cute one. This is from another friend of mine, Holly Wilson, H. Wilson 2009. She asks, what is your favorite Skittle flavor?
Oh, that's definitely purple.
Purple. Purple is an awesome flavor. It just kind of settles on the tongue. Let's see.
Yeah, it's a short answer, but what else can I say? Purple, that's it.
Purple is delicious. Betty, I can't really pronounce her Twitter handle. It's like ITHILDIN_laugh, asks, what is the most beautiful place you've ever seen on your travels?
I would say... You know, there's an episode from this season of Expedition Unknown where we go to Myanmar. And Myanmar is in Southeast Asia. It used to be Burma when the British controlled it. And it's just now opening up to tourism. It really has been kind of like inaccessible to outsiders up until about 2 years ago. And in there's a place called Bagan in Myanmar, which is just this beautiful plains full of temples. And it's just kind of not... you know, fully touristed out yet. It's still very kind of peaceful and undeveloped. And we were just there for the show. We had this really cool episode where we're investigating for this really cool lost relic that this massive golden bell that was supposedly stolen from a temple in Myanmar and was dropped into the bottom of this river. And so it's this really neat investigation into this very weird mystical kind of artifact. And we traveled to Bagan, and going and seeing the sunset over these like thousands of temples, literally thousands of temples, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Certainly, you know, top five most beautiful vistas I've ever looked at.
Awesome. All right, well, Blog Talk Radio is kicking me off, but Josh, thank you so much for being on the show. I collected some other fan questions. I will be sure to ask them during our video Q&A. We've got some fun stuff planned behind the scenes. And, yeah, you guys can just follow Josh Gates on Joshua Gates on Twitter, or you can go to travelchannel.com/TV-show/expedition-unknown. But, Josh, thank you so much for being on. We all really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Amanda, and thanks to everybody who called in and wrote in questions. And please tune in to Expedition Unknown.
You guys better tune in, or I'm going to find you and give you a wedgie.
Thanks,
right, guys.
Amanda.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. See ya.